continuing in the laws of Hilchos Elul, Rosh Hashanah, the Ramah tells us the Minhag Bnei Ashkenaz, Rosh Chodesh Ve'elech, starting from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Elul, which already began, Maschilin Litkoa Achar Atfilah, we begin to blow the shofar after davening, Shacharis in the morning, and the Ramah actually says, V'yesh Mekomos, Shetoken Gamkein Arvit, that some people also, similar to reciting the extra paragraph of Vodavad Hashem, they also blow shofar after Tefillas Arvit at the end of Maariv as well, which is not our minhag. However, there are those that do have this particular custom. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch tells us the significance of the blowing of the shofar and when this applies and when it doesn't apply. It says, first of all, the shofar is blown, as we are familiar, in the morning, Tekiya, Shvarim Tura Tekiya. However, he says, Chutz Me'erev Rosh Hashanah. The one exception where the shofar is not blown from now until Rosh Hashanah is the day before it, before Rosh Hashanah. Shemafsikin bo, on that day we do not blow the shofar. Why? Kedei lohafsik ben tekiyos reshus l'tekiyos mitzvah. In order to show a distinction between the blowing of the shofar, which is on Rosh Hashanah, where it's the mitzvah to blow the shofar, as opposed to during Chodesh Elul, where it's reshus, which is a minhag. It's a custom to do so. Reshus generally means it's optional, which means it's not a mitzvah. It's not something which one has to do. Now, of course, one could ask, as perhaps we can understand in a moment, that a better way of seeing the difference between a mitzvah and reshus is after shacharis every day, when we blow shofar, we do not say a bracha. Of course, on Rosh Hashanah, we do. That's a clear difference between the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, which is a mitzvah, and throughout the month, which is reshus. It's questionable. Some ask, why is it necessary that on Erev Rosh Hashanah not to blow the shofar? That's the sign to differentiate the two. It's an easier way to show the chiluk is because you don't make a bracha. We'll get to that in a moment, perhaps. The Kitzur continues and says, V'tam hatikios b'chodesh zeh. What is the reason for blowing the shofar? Kedei l'orer es ha'am with tshuva. Because it's a way that we're able to awaken ourselves to do tshuva, to change. So it's comparable to the alarm clock which we have in the morning to wake ourselves up. This is the spiritual alarm clock, is hearing the blaring sound of the shofar is something which should affect a person internally to want to change. This is the nature, when a person hears the shofar, it wakes them up and it puts a certain level of trepidation and fear into that person. As it's mentioned in Amos, Hayika shofar be'ir, when a person hears the shofar blown in their city, ba'am lo yachudu, you're going to say that the people that are going to hear it are not going to be afraid. Certainly they will, and that's really the purpose, that we shouldn't wait until Rosh Hashanah, as the old expression goes, do tshuva now and avoid the holiday rush. So therefore, that's the purpose of Chodesh Elul, that we should begin to do tshuva sooner rather than later. The question is, based on the reason, which the Mishnah Berurah also brings down, that the reason we do not blow the shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah is at least we have to have one day of not hearing the shofar to distinguish between a mitzvah and reshus. The question is, how about this year? What do you mean, what's the problem with this year? This year, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos. So maybe, since Erev Rosh Hashanah, which is a Friday, since you already have a day where you're not blowing the shofar, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, perhaps you should blow the shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah in this one time of the year, this one time that falls out that the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos. That's a question that the Mishnah Berurah asks, because you'll still have one day with not hearing the shofar being blown, namely on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yom Echad Shel Rosh Hashanah, even in a situation like this year, where the first day of Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, Gamkin Ein Token Be'erev Shabbos. Also, on that Friday, which is Erev Rosh Hashanah, we're also not going to blow the shofar. And the question is, why not? After all, on Shabbos, you're not blowing the shofar the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So that should be enough to differentiate, to distinguish. So it's brought down by the Achronim, brought down in the Shaar Tzion. The reason is because on Rosh Hashanah, on the first day, even though we're not blowing the shofar, Kivan Sheomrim Zikaron Teruah Habikamot Tekiah. Even though we're not actually hearing the shofar blasts, but since we are at least mentioning it in our tefillah, that it's a zikaron, it's a remembrance of a teruah of hearing the shofar blast, so therefore that also is a reason not to differentiate that Friday, this upcoming Erev Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we will not blow the shofar then either. Continues with the words of the Mishnah Berurah, Mikol Makom, nonetheless, Motor Litkoa Lehislamed. If a person wants to learn how to blow the shofar, perhaps you should have learned a little bit before, not the day before you need to do it, but on Erev Rosh Hashanah, he says it's permissible, quoting the words of the Magen Abraham, it's sufficient, Kishemasik Beveis Hachnesses. That at least in the shul, you don't blow the shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah, but if you do in the privacy of your own home, that's not an issue. However, not everyone agrees to the words of the Magen Avraham. Avol b'min hagim kasav hatam. It's brought down. The reason why we do not blow the shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah is a different reason. Kedei, in order l'arbev hasatan, in order to confuse Satan. Right. So we don't want to blow the shofar because we're hearing the shofar all month. And the Satan's saying, okay, Rosh Hashanah is going to come. I'm going to make sure he's not going to do tshuva. All of a sudden, Erev Rosh Hashanah doesn't hear the shofar being blasted anymore. He goes, okay, I can go home. And then Rosh Hashanah, you can, of course, hear the shofar. And the Satan will be have his bags packed. He'll be on vacation. So you tricked him.
But Shabbos, we're
confusing him with Shabbos. Ah, right. That's the reason why the Achronim had to say, but at least since we mention it, it's akin to actually hearing it. But he says, Im Kain, Ein Litkoa Klal. According to this opinion, you should not blow at all. However, the Eliyahu Rabba says in the name of the Sefer Amrachal, he says, the Lislamid Shari Becheder Sagur, that it is permissible in a closed room. So the Mefarshim ask, what on earth is going on? You have this Satan, that's the old expression, I trick you once, shame on me, trick you twice, shame on you, right? So what's going on over here? The Satan, you've tricked him. Hasn't he finally figured out what we're trying to do, right? Finally, you should be able to figure out the reason why we're not blowing an air of Rosh Hashanah, and he'll come and get us on Rosh Hashanah. He should figure it out. So the whole question is only because we have the misperception that the Satan, Satan, is some guy in a red devil costume with a pitchfork. The reality is the Gemara tells us that the Satan is the Yetzer Hara. And the Satan, therefore, according to the Gemara, is not some convoluted thing on the outside of our lives, but it's really something which is found within ourselves. And therefore, perhaps, when it gives us this reason of Kedela Arbev HaSatan, it's perhaps similar to the reason to differentiate and distinguish between the blowing of the shofar all month, which is reshus, optional, and that which is a mitzvah. Why? Because if we would blow the shofar, including on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we would be coming to shul as we do all month, and we hear the shofar, and hopefully it moves you. Hopefully it affects you in a positive way, that you'll do tshuva. However, it's possible that it won't. And therefore, the problem is that your Yetzer Hara is going to listen to the shofar all month, and therefore when Rosh Hashanah comes, it'll be no different. It's not going to mean anything to you. And therefore, the purpose of not blowing the shofar in Erev Rosh Hashanah is that you should now realize that everything up until this point, it was reshus. We were hoping you'd do tshuva. Hopefully you will. But if you didn't, now it's Rosh Hashanah. Now you'll hear it different. Now you'll realize it's a mitzvah. And hopefully at that point, you'll do a tshuva shlema, a true, sincere repenting.